This is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A reputable search and recovery organization has been brought in to help with the case of Anaya Blanchard. Auburn police believe the 19-year-old is a victim of foul play. The reward for information leading to an arrest is now up to $110,000. Longtime state school board member Ella Bell has died. She represented District 5 for 19 years, which includes parts of Montgomery and much of West Alabama. She was 71 years old. And State Representative Chris England was elected chair of the Alabama Democratic Party Saturday. This came after the party's governing body voted to remove Chair Nancy Worley and Vice Chair Randy Kelly. In a statement after the vote, Worley said she was reelected in 2018 and she plans to continue leading the party. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
McDonald's CEO and President Steve Easterbrook has stepped down after the board determined he violated company policy by having a consensual relationship with an employee.
President Trump says he's considering cutting off federal aid for California wildfires, saying forest mismanagement is to blame.
The governor doesn't know. He's like a child. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Anyone looking for a place to have a house party can't use Airbnb. The company has just banned the practice.
The whistleblower whose complaint led to the impeachment inquiry of President Trump has now offered to communicate directly with Republicans on the Intelligence Committee.
Renewed interest in Niagara Falls after a boat, which hadn't moved for 100 years, finally does. No one was hurt this time either.
Tops at the box office.
You may have changed the future.
Terminator Dark Fate came in first, but is no blockbuster, earning a disappointing $29 million.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow, welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. If you need a suggestion list, I'll be glad to give it to you. I think Joey could ask that. You cannot put a goat in the basket, though, Joey.
No, I know.
Okay. I know. You can try to steal one, but yeah. But if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Papa B was the winner last week, our beloved caller from escaped from Montgomery and basically does appraisals on houses and commercial property. Let's stay with Kevin McCarthy. And this one, he's going to be talking about the whistleblower's offer to answer written questions. And listen to how she tries to straighten him out at the very beginning.
For the record, the attorney for the whistleblower says he has his client has not met with Adam Schiff. A member of the committee did talk to the whistleblower about procedural matters, but I spoke to the whistleblower's attorney just last night, Mark Zade, and he told me that an offer has been made, and this is new, to Republicans to answer questions directly put to the whistleblower by Republicans, not going through the Democratic-controlled committee, but to answer them in writing, under oath, under penalty of perjury. What is your response to that offer?
Well, Margaret, I've never received that offer, and I'm the lead Republican.
It was submitted
in the House,
to Devin Nunes, who is the ranking member on House Intelligence.
Well, when was it submitted to him? Because Devin had
last
not told
night.
Me about that prior to today. Well, Devin's in California, so let's see how they submitted. But first of all, we are talking about the removal of the President of the United States. Just as the Speaker of the House said in March, it has to be so compelling, so overwhelming and bipartisan. I think if the whistleblower should come forward in an open hearing and also bring the six people that he talks about inside his complaint that he said talked about other issues as well. Now,
so
we have the transcript.
So would you, as
so we
leader,
have more knowledge than the whistleblower.
As yes. leader, though, are you just completely turning down the opportunity to submit questions
no,
in writing?
I would
For
like,
you, that is not sufficient?
As an American, and that everybody should know and have accountability, you're talking about the removal of the presidency. We watched Adam Schiff lie to the American public that he did not know who the whistleblower was.
So you are open to it? I'm just not clear on that. To the first offer of answering questions through writing, but then if Republicans submit their own questions directly, are you open to that? Because it would bypass Adam Schiff.
Now, let me be very clear, Margaret. What I'm open to, when you're talking about the removal of the President of the United States, undoing democracy, undoing what the American public had voted for, I think that individual should come before the committee. He could come down to the basement, but he needs to answer the questions. We need an openness that people understand this. Remember what you're asking. You're going to change the course, the very fabric of democracy today, based upon someone wrote a written question of somebody that wasn't even on the phone call, that had hearsay, even though we all know what the transcript said?
Okay. Did you hear how she's trying to, you will accept that, won't you? Well, here's the problem. Under possibility of perjury. So if you perjure yourself in a transcript, to questions that are written by Republican members of Congress, who, if he perjures himself, A, how do you know? And B, who's going to enforce that? The only person that can enforce it would be the committee, and then the whole House would have to vote on it. How do you think that one's going to go? It's an American hero. But see, Margaret Brennan, she didn't think through what she's asking because she's not trying to think through it like a honest reporter. She's trying to think through it from political advantage. And that was, I want to hear a reporter say to, so if you perjure yourself, who's going to do something about it, and what are you going to do? Congressman Schiff, will you make the pledge that you'll vote if he perjures himself, that you'll vote that it's the fact that he perjured himself, and you'll do something about it? Madam Speaker, will you do something with the entire House? And you know the answer is they're no. Or they're just going to just basically sidestep it. That's why I do not like about Margaret Brennan. She shows her colors too easily here. So Kevin McCarthy on the phone call, listen how testy he gets with her.
Well, Mike Pence would become president.
Really this
it wouldn't
far
undo the election results. If the president were removed,
Margaret, you're really saying today on national television that somebody who was not on the phone call, that you have the transcripts of the phone call, no big deal, just remove the President of the United States over a phone call?
No, I'm just saying that it wouldn't undo the election. It would put the Vice President in the Commander-in-Chief spot.
Yes, it would undo it.
No. president.
Okay.
Trump was duly elected as the president of the United States. And okay. I think democracy is too precious to think that somebody who's not on a phone call, that cannot stand before the American public, and answer the questions, that somehow we would change the course of that. And we're 1 year away from today. What are they so afraid of? What do they have mm-hmm. to hide? Why wouldn't they release one item? If you were a jury member, you mm-hmm. have to look at all the information. You don't just get the prosecutor to give you one line from an opening okay. statement. You get cross-examinations. You get a due process. None okay. of that is happening here today. We have never gone down this in America, and we should stand up and not allow this ever to happen.
Okay, did you get her reasoning there? It really wouldn't undo the election because Mike Pence would become president.
That was incredibly dumb.
That is, and but see, what it does is it shows exactly where she's coming from. How many times when Bill Clinton was being impeached and they said undoing the election of 1996, did someone say, well, it's not really undoing the election. Al Gore will become president. You never, ever heard that. But this is just, what I'm trying to do is get you into the mindset of these people. It is absolutely astounding to me that they say those kind of things and they don't realize that somebody isn't one of them. They hear some pretty damn bad things. And I like the fact that, so you're saying, well, no, he really, they wouldn't undo the election. Mike Pence would become president. That is incredible. Incredible. Okay, so with that, let's continue on here. You want some more feistiness?
Sure.
Jim Jordan steps up to the plate.
You're shut out of all of this?
Closed-door depositions I'll still be able to be a part of, but then when they go to the open hearings, it's just the Intelligence Committee. Adam Schiff gets 45 minutes under the resolution that passed on Thursday to ask questions. The rest of the members get 5 minutes. Adam Schiff gets to call the witnesses he wants, but Republicans have to first submit a list to Adam Schiff to get his approval for any witnesses we or the White House might want. So you can try to put a ribbon on a sham process, but that doesn't make it any less of a sham. It doesn't make it any less unfair and any less partisan.
Now, do you think people understand this, Congressman? I mean, where is this going? Tell us what you've learned so far with the testimonies that you have been exposed to.
Well, we can't get into the substantive matter, but we know this. We're less than 12 months before the next election, and in Pelosi and Schiff's unfair and partisan process, they're trying to impeach the president of the United States, again, a year from the election, based on an anonymous whistleblower with no firsthand knowledge, who has a bias against the president, who has been reported worked with Joe Biden. And oh, by the way, Maria, who's the only member of Congress who knows who this individual is who started this whole thing? 435 members of Congress, only one knows who the whistleblower is, Adam Schiff. Mm. How is that fair? None of the rest of us get to know. More importantly, you and the press don't get to know. Most importantly, the American people don't get to know. We'd like to evaluate this guy's credibility, find out who he or she may have talked to form the basis of the complaint they filed with the Inspector General. So this is just as unfair and partisan as it gets. They're making the rules up as they go along. And then those rules that they make up, they don't even follow them.
That was Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures. She does a very good show. She has really good guests. Normally has Devin Nunes or Jim Jordan in, but does a very good job with it. But it's not going to be fair, and it's going to be a shutout. And this whistleblower guy, I'm telling you, if they need to drill down to this and get Vindman and the whistleblower tied in together on this trip to Ukraine, but also that Vindman was sitting there knowing that Hunter Biden was on the board and didn't say, you know, the optics of this didn't look good, didn't mention it. And when he said that fire the prosecutor, how much did Vindman know? And I bet the Congress didn't. I can't wait to see the Vindman testimony. Let's continue on with Jim Jordan and the whistleblower.
Well, there's a lot of speculation about who it is. We are not naming the person based on the speculative reports that
know.
We see. Exactly. But we understand that perhaps he may have been working with John Brennan during the 2016 election and perhaps putting the breadcrumbs around that there was collusion between Donald Trump and the Russians. Do we know that? And what is going to happen with John Brennan as we await for this IG report and the John Durham now criminal investigation?
Yeah. Well, a couple things. Again, it's been reported. I don't know if that's accurate or not. What I do know is this. 6 weeks ago, Adam Schiff said, we need to hear from the whistleblower. We need to have him come testify. That would be good because we can evaluate his credibility. Schiff has since changed. Now he says we don't need to hear from the whistleblower. So what event happened in that time frame that changed the chairman's mind? Only one thing. We learned that Adam Schiff's staff had met with the whistleblower, and Adam Schiff didn't tell us. We also learned that the whistleblower didn't communicate that, even though the form you're required to fill out to the inspector general, the whistleblower didn't communicate that he had talked with people on Capitol Hill, namely Adam Schiff's staff. So that's the only thing that's changed, and so now Adam Schiff has changed his tune. I think that's interesting as we move forward. Again, I think the American people have a right to know who the individual is who started this whole thing. 63 million people voted for Donald Trump in 2016. They have a right to know what this is all based on and what the Democrats are doing.
Notice how you have the whistleblower report, which we read to you from Real Clear Investigations, but how CBS, ABC, and NBC will do a report about a story in another publication, mainly New York Times, Washington Post. But even back during the old days, you would have Mother Jones would do a story, and they would run it as if it was a fact, if it was negative to Donald Trump. Same thing on the dossier. They did all these things where they reported from these tertiary type news outlets, but no, they won't touch this whistleblower. They will not touch this for anything. Let me wrap up with Jim Jordan so we can go to the next one after the break. This is on this is closed in some bar in the investigations that are happening with Durham.
So we don't have a timetable yet for what the public hearings might look like. Is this going to go all the way into 2020? And when are we going to know what took place in the 2016 election with regard to the origins of the Russia probe, Congressman? You've been working and doing a great job on this and trying to educate the American people as far as what went on. But we are waiting to see some accountability here. What can we expect?
Well, a couple things. I said this the other day. Thursday's vote, I think, in one way, it was good that every single Republican voted against this new sham process that the Democrats are putting forward. But it really was a sad day because you think about what the Democrats have put the country through over the last 3.5-4 years. It all started in July of 2016, as you pointed out, with this Trump-Russia investigation.
Where they
spied on two American citizens associated with the presidential campaign. My guess is that's probably not happened in American history. And then all the things that unfolded with Mr. Comey, the FBI, and everything that's going on there that Mr. Barr and Mr. Durham are looking into. And then we had this vote on Thursday where they formally launched this impeachment process in the sham way that they're doing it. It was really a sad day. What the Democrats have subjected the nation to in the last 3.5-4 years. So I hope Mr. Durham's report comes as an investigation gets done as quickly as possible. But I have confidence in Mr. Barr. I think he is doing the job that we expect from the United States Attorney General. And he has tasked Mr. Durham to get to the bottom of how it all started back in 2016.
Well, knowing what we know in terms of the texts, the conversation between, Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and the way they dumped $10,000 in George Papadopoulos' lab, all the entrapment. I said during the Mueller report, if Robert Mueller doesn't focus on the origins of the Russia probe, it's not credible. Because, I mean, the Democrats refuse to focus on any wrongdoing that may have occurred during the 2016 election.
Yeah, but Bill Barr hasn't. Remember what he said 6 months ago, Maria, when he testified in front of the Senate Finance Committee. The Attorney General said four very important things. First of all, he said there was a failure of leadership at the upper echelon of the FBI.
Yes.
That is certainly true. Mr. Comey, McCabe, Baker, Strzok, Page, that's certainly true. Second, he said spying took place. Third, he said there's a basis for my concern about the spying that happened. And fourth, and probably most troubling, he used the term political surveillance. That's why he's tasked Mr. Durham to get to the bottom of how this all started.
You're
when
right.
you use the term political surveillance and you realize they spied on two American citizens, Mr. Papadopoulos and Mr. Page, that's scary.
Durham factor is going to be, as we would always say, very interesting. Dan Marshall will be back right after this. Brief break.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Times are hard. You're afraid.
may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yes, it is. .27 29 228, that's where we are. Before we get into the Steve Bannon stuff, because I want to kind of save the best for last here, the Andy McCarthy was on America's Newsroom this morning, and he is going to be talking about what the actual resolution said that the Democrats did last Thursday, and he is spot on with this thing. This is all leading up to a report, and then I'll kind of fill you in on what I learned this weekend on it.
All eyes on Capitol Hill this week as Democrats continue their impeachment push, gearing up for more testimony, although all four requests to the White House for people to show up are going to be ignored and pushed aside. Meanwhile, our next guest says it's time to get ready for the next sneaky chapter of the impeachment inquiry. Joining us is Fox News contributor, former assistant U.S. attorney, Andrew McCarthy. Andy, what do you mean sneaky? It's in front and center in a couple of weeks. What's sneaky?
Well, I think what I'm referring to, Brian, is the fact that they're going to issue this report. The resolution doesn't just open up the process to the public or publicize the stuff that's gone on behind closed doors up to this point. What it does is it calls for Adam Schiff, who runs the Intelligence Committee, to write a report transmitting the findings and recommendations of his investigation to the Judiciary Committee, which would handle the next phase of impeachment, right. And what I think is what we all want is to see the underlying reports. We should have been able to see this testimony up until now. This is the most important issue our political community deals with. It's the people's business, and it ought to be done in public. There's no reason this should be done behind closed doors. So the clamor here is, why don't we have the underlying materials? And I think their plan is to take whatever of the underlying testimony that they've had up till now, whatever they're going to give us of that, and they're going to append it to Schiff's report. And they're going to hope that what happens, you know, between that and coordinating it with the media, that the public will basically read Schiff's report and not the hundreds of pages of underlying testimony.
Okay. Let me, I kind of mentioned this last week that this was a fear. So let me kind of lay it out in more specific terms. Okay, so the committee does a report. They vote on sending it over to the Judicial Committee to Nadler. All the Democrats vote for it. All the Republicans vote against it, which they're going to hold against the Republicans, by the way. The Republicans should look at putting together their own report. So then that report goes over as if it is the gospel, that all the things in here are accurate, all these things were said, all these things are balanced. And then Nadler goes, oh, my gosh, look at all the things that are said in here. We had them saying that the president did this, the president did that. This is plenty of grounds for impeachment. And so they start that hearing process. You never, and what happens is then that report goes to the floor after it's been kind of redone by the Judicial Committee. This is going to be the biggest circus you've ever seen in your life. And then they're going to vote on the acceptance of the report and on impeachment in one foul swoop. Now, the Republicans are going to have to get it engineered back to where, you know, you call in witnesses and this kind of stuff. So, well, we already did that in the resolution. And then that's the trial phase of this. This is strictly the grand jury phase of this. This is going to be the biggest road job around. Now, I hope, and I'm going to say that I hope to hell that they're thinking through this thing. I mean, I'm around some pretty smart people. But if it goes down that way and they have not done something to defend themselves from it, they are going to have some problems because the media is going to be completely complicit with this whole thing. They're going to pick up the things that they say, the way they say it in the report, and they're going to go highlight the pieces, and they're going to make the charges for them in the media. They have got to do something, one, on the fairness of this, the unfairness of it. Remember, we had what's his name doing the polling stuff on it. If it's not perceived as fair, it's perceived as wrong. They got to get ahead of that messaging piece. They got to get their own part of the redactions and, or the transcripts and create their own. So they have something that's amended, and then they need to be yelling, unfair, unfair, unfair. Then if they do vote on it and the vote's passed and it goes to the House, then they need to just take this and wipe the floor with the Democrats with their own document. Let's go to the second part of Andy McCarthy.
But if they only release portions of the interviews that were behind closed doors, right there, Republicans have won the argument.
I think so. This is, look,
not
Brian,
with the media.
This is a political process. Impeachment, as we've said again and again, is always political. If the Democrats want this to be taken seriously, they have to open up the process, be transparent, and afford the president and the minority due process. If they don't, then the process is still a kangaroo court. They can pass all the resolutions right that they want. This is the public's business. And there's Andy, no reason this should be being done behind closed doors.
Andy, from what you know, it's more than the phone call you mentioned. There's other people said this. Rudy was doing this and that. Having said that, does this rise to impeachment for you?
It does not, Brian, but I think that if the president wants to effectively defend himself, what he needs to do is get beyond, you know, talking about quid pro quos and talking about the conversation being perfect and explain why this is not impeachable under the circumstances. I think as long as he freezes his defense
right
by saying this thing was perfect, then they're not going to make the main defense, which is that it's not impeachable.
Now, I disagree with what Brian said because of the complicit and willing media. And I'm telling you guys, if they don't get ahead of this story, then they're going to craft the narrative. They're going to give it to the judicial. It was built and planned that way because Nadler is an idiot. And he's going to look at it and go, oh, my God, look at all this evidence that they have unearthed. And we need to go in and take this. Do we accept the report? All of accepting the report, say aye. And let's talk, does the report basically get him to level of impeachment? Yes, all four say aye. We'll send this to the House floor. Boom, it goes. And then they'll have a discussion. They'll vote to accept and then impeach. And if they don't get ahead of this damn thing, I'm telling you, there are going to be some stupid-looking people out there, and I will be calling out Republicans left and right if they don't do something about this, because it's in the category of, I told you so, Newstone 93.1. We're going to be back after this.
Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Brown Tire and Automotive or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Brown Tire and Automotive, service you can trust.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. Four administration officials refusing to show up for scheduled testimony in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. This as Democrats released the first set of transcripts from the hearings.
The transcripts of closed-door testimony of former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch and a former State Department advisor Michael McKinley both lay out what they viewed as an irregular foreign policy effort in Ukraine.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, at the White House.
This is the first World Series in franchise history, and it's going to be really the first of many, I predict.
The president hosting the World Series champion Washington Nationals. Iran violating another term of a landmark nuclear deal.
Iran's nuclear agency announced it was doubling the number of advanced centrifuges it operates. Iran is blaming the move on President Trump's decision last year to pull the U.S. out of the 2015 agreement.
Fox's Simon Owen. America is listening to Fox News.
Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a warming trend underway this week. The big event this week is a late-week front that'll bring in more rain, then sharply colder air by the end of the week. Our forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, not quite as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, a warmer day, low 70s tomorrow, mid-70s Wednesday and Thursday, still dry. Good chance of rain arrives on Thursday night as a front enters the state, and that cold front will deliver sharply colder air beginning Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are on a Monday.
I make my living off the evening news. Just give me something, something I
played Kevin McCarthy for you, played Jim Jordan for you, and they are doing much better on here. Mark Meadows was on, I didn't get to cut it, but he was on earlier today or at the end of America's Newsroom, and he is doing a good job. But here's the guy that has really kind of understands the wordsmith, smithing, and how to carry the message through, and that is the one and only Steve Bannon. He's with Martha. He's going to be talking about Pelosi and the impeachment process.
New Fox News polls showing 49% of people support impeachment and removal, compared to 41% who oppose it. I want to bring in now former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon. Your reaction to what the Democrats did on Thursday, this vote to move it forward.
Well, here's what happened. You got to go back in time. The fever was broken by Matt Gaetz. You had Lee Zeldin, you had Jim Jordan, you had Mark Meadows in the hearings themselves saying every day that these weaponized tweets, these weaponized leaks that were coming out, the president had done nothing wrong. They sat through all the testimony. And then Matt Gaetz, who's, you know, people think of him just as a populist firebrand, he's actually a brilliant strategist. He went down to the skiff to really show the American people, because people weren't paying attention, that this was a star chamber. And after that, Nancy Pelosi had to call a first audible. Remember, the reason these numbers look the way they do, she had 4 weeks of unmitigated time, free shots on goal, to go after the president with weapons. She's a master of political disinformation and political warfare. And that's what it was. When Gaetz went to the skiff, 4 days later, they realized they had a problem. The Washington Post ABC poll shows that 65% of the American people don't believe these things should be done in secret. They want to have transparency. And that's why she was forced to call her first audible, which was this partisan vote that took place on Thursday.
Let's go to the phones and let's go to Rick. Rick, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Rick, and you?
I'm doing great. I want to mention, there was a conference at Troy University Montgomery this weekend celebrating the 70th anniversary of NATO, and they had people, experts in different kinds of warfare and people from embassies around the world, members, different member nations of NATO there. And one of the topics was cyber warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about what the Russians are doing, what they have been doing in the elections. And I had always kind of wondered, why would the Russians seem to want to support Trump through a disinformation campaign? And the answer is, they didn't really care who gets elected. What they're trying to do is just destabilize.
Yeah, they're just trying to create chaos.
Right, that's right. And so I got to thinking about this, and I asked one of the panelists about that after the session. I asked about the issue, just this one issue, immigration. So if you think about two countries in the world where immigration is an issue, America and Germany, and in both countries, all of a sudden, it's become a viable political proposal to have totally open borders, which would, of course, totally destabilize a country. So the question then becomes, well, who is it that's really kind of pushing that agenda? I mean, other than these radical left-wing people that nobody pays any attention to. But who's kind of driving that conversation and trying to keep that pot stirred? Is it on social media? It really made me stop and think. And if you think about this, Dan, take a country like Latvia that has a shared 170-mile border with Russia, now a member of NATO. What if Russia starts to, not directly invading, but doing stuff like cutting power or doing, you know, messing with their media, you know, kind of hybrid warfare? What's NATO going to do? Would we have the consensus in the United States to step up? And I think that may be the game that's getting played. I think we're getting played.
Interesting. I agree with you on several points. Number one, that the Russians were doing it to sow the seeds of chaos that are there. They weren't trying to help one side or the other. They were just trying to create a chaotic state. And I think they saw that the conservatives reacted more off the chain about things that Hillary was doing versus the Hillary supporters about what Trump was doing. Because Trump was his own kind of natural chaos sower of seeds, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, but it's so disingenuous that they want to know everything about Russia and involvement in the 2016 election, but they have no curiosity about Ukraine. None.
Well, that's true. And what the whole point of countries like Latvia joining NATO is so they don't become another Ukraine, right? So they're hoping that NATO will step up, and I would hope we would step up too. But would there be political consensus in Europe and the United States to support military action in a little country like Estonia?
Yeah, my personal feeling is no, they are not.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, if they go in and invade Estonia and say they have a couple of brigades of tanks and soldiers and such, and we're going to go in and start bombing them and basically start a war with them?
Yeah.
And I think our NATO alliances of France, Germany, UK, we go, man, we're not doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. And if we had any mind to, there wouldn't be any political support, because whoever's in power, whether it's a Democrat or Republican, the other side is just going to go crazy if they try to do anything like that. And I think that's the long game of the Russians. I really do.
I agree with him. Where was the conference held? Was it out at Air War College?
No, it was at Troy downtown, the Whitley Hall, the old Whitley Hotel.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Really interesting. There may be some stuff online about it. It was a really, really interesting and in many ways scary conference.
Yeah, I like things like that.
Yeah. Okay, Dan.
You have a good one, Rick.
All right. Take care.
Thanks. Let's continue on with Steve Bannon with Marie. And he's going to be talking about bring the Hunter Biden in to testify.
Even now, if Devin Nunes wants to bring somebody in to question him, he's got to get permission from Adam Schiff. So how are we moving into a situation where it's going to be fair if they can't even bring who they want to bring down to testify?
Look, the whole due process, this thing's president did nothing wrong. This is all about a policy debate about American First national security policy. And it's unconstitutional, as David Rifkin laid out in that great Wall Street Journal op-ed. What the American people are now going to come to this, because they're actually going to be the jury. The Senate's going to be the instrument, but the American people are going to weigh and measure here. They're going to demand, I think, no matter what games the Democrats play about who the witnesses are, they're going to demand. And I got to tell you, I think two witnesses that have to be called are Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Joe Biden, this is about him as a constitutional officer. This is him as about Vice President of the United States in Ukraine and in China. And he's going to have to answer, I think, to these panels exactly what he did about bringing American crony capitalism to already what is considered one of the most corrupt nations on earth, and the most corrupt nation, as the Guardian newspaper says, in Europe.
Let me tell you what, he needs to keep hitting that button. Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden. And the Durham report has a little caveat on to it, is that not only is he going to the beginning of the Russia investigation, but the influence and the 2016 election in general. Now, that last part means Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
But that got re-specified by Barr. Didn't make very much news, but you had to have an ear to hear it. But it was something.
Also some breaking news. It might interest some folks.
The white supremacist?
Donald Trump to attend Alabama-LSU game in Tuscaloosa.
Wow!
Yeah.
That's huge.
Huge.
Huge. I wonder who he's going to be rooting for. I wonder whose box he's going to be in. Because he's certainly not going to be sitting on the stand. That's going to be good. I like that. Okay, let's continue on with Steve Bannon. And he's going to be talking about about Biden, but corruption in Ukraine. Listen in.
That's my point, though. Do you think Adam Schiff is going to say yes to bringing Hunter Biden down?
No, he's not.
They're not going to be able to question that.
The firestorm, I think the American people are... Look,
yeah, 65%, I agree with you about the American people.
65% of the American people are saying right now, we want transparency. We want to know what really went on. The president, and this is what he's been saying for 10 days, forget process, substance. In the granularity of this, you're going to see that this is a debate over these bureaucrats, and I'm not questioning their patriotism, but they have have a certain way they think the world rolls. That was upended in the 2016 election. Mm. The American people voted for a new course, America First National Security Policy. Mike Pompeo said on Thursday, I think in a speech.
Yeah, the Hudson Institute.
He said he didn't see anything wrong that the president's done that's not totally consistent with his policies of, number one, rooting out corruption, but more importantly, making sure that NATO and the European Union are allies. It was the central part of America First. And this is why the apparatus is so against it. The president's saying we're no longer going to have protectorates. Mm-hmm. NATO's not a protectorate. They're an ally. The Gulf Emirates are not a protected ally. South China Sea, the Northwest Pacific. In the situation in Ukraine, one of the things he was doing is that the EU kind of started this,
yeah,
right, by forcing membership of Ukraine into the EU and actually talking about NATO membership. Where's the EU's money? If we're going to be given money for arms, where's the European Union? Where's NATO's money?
Yeah.
And by the way, for a young stand-up comedian who runs on an anti-corruption platform, the President of the United States is trying to sit there and try to make sure we don't have additional corruption. And the United States particularly hasn't brought the Biden type of corruption to the Ukraine. So if Schiff is going to sit there and argue that Joe Biden is above the law, Hunter Biden is above the law, the Bidens have to be called. Biden, I tell you, Joe Biden is a hand grenade and Hunter Biden's the pin. And when that pin gets pulled, the shrapnel is going to blow back all over the Democratic establishment.
Outstanding. That's exactly the way to do it. That was perfect. Great talking points, brisk, concise, got the point across, and created a new target, and that's the Bidens. Plural. That is great. Let's go to a break. Coming back, Dan Moore Show right after this.
The Dan Moore Show. Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
So much information, such little time. Okay, without further ado, let's go back to Steve Bannon. He's going to be talking about China and the process here. And I'm telling you, this guy is really good the way he's laying out these key pieces here.
There's even more than that. I mean, we're going to speak with Congressman Jim Jordan coming up. We're going to speak with Michael Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, and Lee Smith, who wrote the book, The Plot Against the President. We've got a timeline here that shows money and ideas came from Ukraine to go into that dossier. Why is the president not allowed to ask, hey, what went on in the 2016 election? We've got this timeline showing General Flynn and showing George Papadopoulos talking about this dossier that came from Ukraine. So What's wrong with that?
This is why the president's saying substance, 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 and granularity. Let's have transparency. Let's get all the facts on the table. The American people are just coming to this story. They've had selective leaks that have actually gotten these numbers where they are today. And I think the high water mark is going to be the day Matt Gaetz went down to that skiff.
Yeah.
And here's what we're going to see. As the American people see more information, as the American people understand, and you got to read Peter Schweitzer's book, Secret Empires, which really kicks this off, not about Joe Biden running for president, not about Joe Biden ever having another political office, but Joe Biden as the epitome of American crony capitalism and corruption in his dealings, not just with the Ukraine, but China. We have to get into China and see how Joe Biden's been compromised and how his son garnered wealth from the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten into the China portion of the Hunter Biden, and then the Romanian portion of Hunter Biden. This has got to be concerning Joe Biden, because nobody I talk to believes Joe Biden when he says, I don't know anything about my son and his business. We don't talk about each other's business. That is El Toro poo-poo.
Yep.
Absolutely. There's no father that is flying 15 hours with their son and talking to their son and talking about things that they're doing. How about the golf game? How did he explain who the two guys were from Burisma? What do you mean my two pals from Ukraine? Oh, really? Yeah, well, I know them for my job. Well, tell me what you do. Yeah. So Steve Bannon is laying it out there in the exact way. Now, Trump's policies are major changes to the established bureaucrats. That's why they're going so nutso.
The president changed the conversation on China. Let's face it. Now people understand the way they've been stealing for us for so long. But you think that there is a price to the acquittal of Donald Trump. You think there is a price of this impeachment nonetheless. That impeachment vote is going forward now. Nancy Pelosi may very well impeach President Trump in the House, regardless of if it fails in the Senate. What does that mean?
Well, first off, she's all in. You understand now. They've burned the boats and they are marching inland, right? They're going to impeach the president on two charges sometime in December, no matter what the information shows. They're politically all in. And so the question, what I've said is that it's not simply about the acquittal. It's about the acquittal that allows President Trump to continue the Trump revolution, to continue
his agenda,
which is, you know, stopping mass immigration to protect our workers. And you can see that in the jobs number on Friday. The jobs numbers show you on Friday that President Trump's immigration policies are working to protect low-skilled workers and that his trade policies are working. Trade and immigration, and that's the two things. What they want to stop, is his program about immigration and about building the border wall. They want to stop his confrontation with China, and they want to stop his stopping these endless foreign wars. Those three elements are the three legs of the stool of the Trump revolution.
Yeah.
Besides the deconstruction administration, say that's key. That's where they want to stop. This acquittal has to be a non-conditional acquittal that the Trump revolution and President Trump is able to go forward and lead it.
Attaboy, Stephen. Okay, now he's going to get into the war. I'm sorry to speed these along here, but he's going to get into the war room.
And Lindsey Graham recirculated the resolution talking about the fact that it is going to be dead on arrival in the Senate. What was your thoughts about what Lindsey Graham is trying to do here?
Well, Lindsey Graham's good, but the first proposal had two sections to it. One was about them saying that President Trump didn't do anything wrong and backing up what he had done. The second part was about process. And the Dispatch, the spinoff, I think, of the Weekly Standard, reported that 25 Republican senators wouldn't agree to the first, or they wouldn't sign it. Even when Lindsey Graham, when he took that out, even at the first time there were 9, and then public pressure came. Public pressure of the Trump base and Republicans that sat there and said, hey, what you're doing is wrong. Now we have 3, and that pressure has to continue. Here's what President Trump has done with his unity and substance. Over the last 10 days, he has unified the entire movement in a Republican Party like in 2016, everyone. You've got the establishment Republicans, the Libertarians, the limited government conservatives, the MAGA crowd, the populists. They're all united now to say, hey, these radical Democrats are not going to be able to overturn the 2016 election. We're not going to go along with the nullification project. And people, that's why I've canceled all my European trips and throughout the world to start this war room with all volunteers right now from the Trump campaign and from people that supported President Trump over the years to say, we as volunteers, we're going to sit up and take notice and say, hey, this is not acceptable.
Good job on that. So now the Dems aren't talking impeachment.
What is your reaction to what went on this weekend in Iowa? You had the Democratic candidates there in Iowa talking about their own agenda while also trying to trash President Trump. I want to get your take on the current lineup.
But here's, let's talk about Iowa, the dinner, the Liberty and Justice used to be the Jefferson Jackson Day. It's the single most important event that will happen before the Iowa caucuses. Besides Bernie Sanders, I listened to the speeches of the next four candidates of Warren and Mayor Pete and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. I didn't hear impeachment mentioned once. They think impeachment. They say they hate Trump. We got to beat him. It's all, you know, pure hate Trump. They didn't want to touch impeachment. You know why? The American people out there in the hinterland, the Marquette poll in Wisconsin showed only 41% of the people. When you look at it by state, they're sitting there going, why are we not focused on USMCA? Why are we not focused on Hong Kong? Why are we not focused on China? Why are we not focused on what's going on in Syria? Yeah. Why are we not focused on infrastructure and prescription? The American people, and particularly Nancy Pelosi, had these 31 Democrats that won these districts that we won in 18. She said, never mention impeachment. The American people do not support this. And the more information comes out and the opportunity cost.
She doesn't want them to mention the word.
No, by the way, at the dinner the other night, they didn't mention the word. Go back and look at why is Elizabeth Warren not talking about it? Why is Mayor Pete not talking about it? Because they understand in front of an audience who doesn't like Trump to talk about taking their time. What Nancy Pelosi's allowed Schiff to do is to, over the Christmas holidays, force a constitutional crisis that will suck all the oxygen out of the room.
Yeah.
We will not do USMCA. We will not do infrastructure. Yeah. We will not do prescription drugs.
He was wondering that. They really haven't said anything about that. They're not doing the impeachment stuff that they were 5-6 weeks ago because it's not working for them, particularly in Iowa. And I think also in South Carolina. I'm not sure about New Hampshire. Okay, so now he's going to be talking about new Democrats may enter the race.
Steve, you said in the past you don't think this is going to be the lineup come 2020 on the Democratic side.
I think if you look at the Liberty and Justice dinner in Iowa the other night, Joe Biden was totally uninspired, right? And I don't think Mayor Pete got that Obama moment he was looking for. I just don't believe that the centrist, that, you know, particularly the Wall Street crowd and the Democratic Party, are going to sit there and think that have a coronation for Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren's policies are so radical. The math doesn't even come close to
$52 trillion for the healthcare plan.
First of all, you have to go this modern monetary theory. You have to totally change the way we've ever thought about finance, the way you thought about money, to even have some concept of the radicalization of what her policies are.
Yeah.
So I think that Bloomberg and Clinton are still there as Biden's in fourth in Iowa. He's in second in New Hampshire, I think dropping to third. He's losing steam everywhere.
You think Bloomberg or Hillary Clinton will enter this race?
I think that they are the two best representatives of what goes for today, the centrist of the Democratic Party. I believe the centrist, no matter how late, sometime before Iowa or even come in, I don't believe they want to seem like they're disruptors. Right. So they don't want to elbow Biden aside. But as the natural gravity falls out of the first two races, South Carolina is what's propping him up right now. And Mayor Pete,